always, 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 God is good, and always, 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 God is good.
I said I was gonna drive to church. I didn't take the highway.
There are many new roads we see each day. Each one claims they are the way to a life of satisfaction more than we dream. They are lined with things that please the eyes, but they.
All right. Good evening. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. Looking forward to our service. Our missionaries here with us tonight. So looking forward to that. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to meet with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. God, we love you and we're so thankful that you love us. And God, for proving your love on the cross at Calvary and sending your dear son to die for our sins. God, I pray that you might bless tonight, bless the reading and preaching of your word. Thank you for our faithful missionary that's been on the field and done the work that you'd have him to do. I pray that you might continue to bless his ministry. God, be with our missions program, that you might continue to bless it. And I pray that everybody might be involved and might see a need to give to missions. And I pray that you might bless our service tonight, bless the reading and preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's all stand as we turn in our hymnals to page number 122, Send the Light. Page number 122, we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
as the call comes ringing o'er the restless waves, in the lights, in the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. On the last, let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather troubles for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore.
Thank you. You may be seated. Let's turn back to page number 93, The Value of One. Page number 93, we'll sing both verses of this one this evening. And the bridge. Does it do that? Well, we could change keys. That'd be fun.
Could it be that up in heaven God is sitting on his throne, anticipating another sinner will soon become his own? Years of wasted living and years of toil and strife are just about to be over as he receives the gift of life. Go sound the horn, strike up the choir. A sinner is saved, saved from the fire. No more in darkness, he's received my son. All heaven rejoices, that's the value of one. The Holy Spirit has been working to soften up their hearts. All he needs is a willing servant to simply do his part. Can you imagine up in heaven the joy there'll be that day? As a sinner bows his head to pray, can't you hear the Father say, go sound the horn, strike up the choir. A sinner is saved, saved from the fire. No more in darkness, he's received my son. All heaven rejoices, that's the value of one. Start construction on his mansion there on Hallelujah Street. He doesn't know yet what is waiting when the Savior he will meet. He will meet. Go sound the horn, strike up the choir. A sinner is saved, saved from the fire. No more in darkness, he's received my son. All heaven rejoices, that's the value of one. All heaven rejoices, that's the value of one.
Amen. All God's people said, amen. Doesn't take much, just one soul getting saved, and the Bible says there's joy in the presence of the angels. Praise the Lord. Well, Monday night, Joseph was not home yet, and one of his friends was over there waiting for him, and he was on a little motorbike, and we started talking. His name is Alex, and he said, my dad won't let me race, and I said, well, you can get hurt. You can seriously hurt. He said, it doesn't matter if I break a leg or something. I said, well, you can get killed. He said, well, you know, and I said, so what would happen if you were to die? I don't know. And so bottom line, he came inside. We gave him the gospel, and he bowed his head and accepted Christ as a Savior. So pray for Alex. And he prayed, and he said, I've done a long, I'm sorry for the things I've done, the stupid things, the wrong things, and accepted Christ. So we're thankful. And heaven was rejoicing that night. Praise the Lord. So, and we got an update from Brother Glore. We do support 100 missionaries. One missionary projects, and so not 108, 100. And we have one of them tonight, and looking forward to that. So, Brother Nathan, stand up. Take a look at Brother Nathan. This is his last Wednesday night of freedom. In our church. He's going to get married a week from this Friday. Freedom. Brother. Anyway. Appreciate you, brother. Pray for brother Nathan and Miss Katie, and they'll be getting married in Florida and next week from this Friday. So pray for them in a special way. We had a good senior saints, had a good time there. Bus visitation, Operation Saturation, Saturday, 10 o'clock, come and go with us. Sunday's Father's Day. Looking forward to that. Special message, music, and gifts for all the dads. Junior campers leave for camp immediately after the service, and your forms and money must be turned in tonight. And so please do that for me tonight. And then July 5th and July 12th, two Sundays, we'll be celebrating our country's 250th anniversary. First one, we'll have morning service, then the afternoon service will actually be at our house. We will have services, we'll have a message, we'll have singing at our house, and then all the games and the hot dogs and everything at our house. And then the next Sunday, Brother Chitty will be with us. Please don't miss that. And we'll make some flyers up and encourage you to invite people to come. And the rest of these are on our list. And it's good to have our missionary and two of his kids tonight. Looking forward to that. So let's all stand, have a time of fellowship, then we'll take the offering. might find your place tonight. We will receive the offering. And then we're going to have the junior camp choir come on up. Come on up and you'll sing during the, come on up, junior camp choir. Come on up. Junior camp choir, come on up. All right. Brother Logan's in the new junior camp choir? Oh, yeah, he's got that solo part. All right. Going to have our junior camp choir sing, and they'll be participating in the competition at youth camp. So, all right. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then they will sing tonight. Brother Caleb Shell, will you ask a blessing on the offering, sir, please? Amen. You may be seated.
Stand one last time and turn in our hymnals. Page number 94, Little Is Much When God Is In It. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4 of this one as well.
In the harvest. harvest field now ripen, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. Does the place you're called to labor seem so small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name.
On the last, when the conflict here is ended and our race on earth is run, he will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. Thank you. May be seated.
All right. Brother, you want to say anything before the presentation? They'll sing first? Okay. Come on up. This is his kids and two of the three, right? All right. Come on up.
Glad to have you.
Good evening, church. My name is Myron James Rakal, and I am 22 years old, and I'm studying in the Marietta Bible College down in Marietta, Ohio. Here is my with my sister.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cheyenne. I'm sorry, I'm very nervous. I'm also studying at the Bible College. I'm in my third year. I'm studying religious education. We've been there for 3 years, and we have one more year left here in the States, and we are also missionaries.
The preachers are weary, the singers are tired, the church as we know it is losing its fire. Some are discouraged from bearing the load, but we must determine to keep pressing on, 'cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle, it would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So preachers keep preaching, and singers go sing, and laymen keep sharing that Jesus is King. The angels have gathered, they're surrounding the throne, and they'll start rejoicing for just one more soul. 'Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle, it would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. 'Cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle, it would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul.
All right, I usually give some questions for the missionary kids. And since you guys are college students, right?
Yes, Pastor.
You're in third year?
Yes, sir.
Woo! I'm not giving you multiple choice, okay? You have to know these answers, all right? And if you do, we got some money for you. So I ask you first, what five books did Moses write?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Okay, all right. What five books did John write?
The book of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation.
All right, very good. All right. All right, I'll go back to you. What two men in the Bible did not die?
Enoch and... sorry, I'm having mental blocks.
That's all right. Begins with the same letter. Was it Elijah or Elisha?
Elijah. Can I take the answer back? Elijah.
Elijah. All right. All right. All right. She had it. All right. So you. What three books of the Bible did Solomon write?
Proverbs, Song of Solomon, and the Book of Ecclesiastes.
Okay. Book of Ecclesiastes. What's that?
Sorry, my English.
That's all right. All right. Here. Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. Then Cain killed Abel. What was their third child name?
Seth.
Okay, very good. One more. What two brothers of this are not in the Bible? Okay. Huzz and Buzz, Andrew and Peter, or Batman and Robin?
Oh, hard one. Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin. All right. God bless you. All right, good job. All right. And Brother Fidel says that we've supported them for since 2002. So have we ever missed a payment? No. Okay. All right. Well, and I think we've been faithful, but he's also been faithful. It's encouraging. I think he said he started four churches, correct? And so that's good. And so it goes both ways. Missions is a threefold cord. You must have prayer, finances, and service. You got to have somebody willing to go. So it's so good to have you. And so you want to say something before you?
Yes, sir. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Pastor John. It was in 2002, the first time I came here. I was alone because my wife and I went to Marietta Bible College from 1999 to 2001. And we had our wedding there. And we started deputation, but her first pregnancy was miscarriage. So the second time when she got pregnant again, I sent her home to the Philippines to take care of Cheyenne. That was Cheyenne. She was my wife was 3 months pregnant of her when she came back home. So I told the Filipinos that Cheyenne was made in America. But of course, she still have flat nose because she's made by Filipino. So that's why I was alone when I came here, and Pastor Ted was the pastor and he took me on for support. And I just want to thank you guys because over the years, we have lost 40% of our support. And you, church, you did not stop, just faithfully supporting us every month. And one of my purpose this trip is I want to show the churches that stayed with us how grateful we are for staying with us. And I want to give this a simple token of appreciation. It is a certificate of appreciation. And I want Pastor John to please come. It says here, certificate of appreciation is presented to Bethel Baptist Church, Wichita, Kansas. In grateful recognition for your generous and unwavering support for the Racal family since 2002. To present, your partnership has enabled us to carry vital work in the Philippines, making a tangible difference in the lives of many. Quote, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:31. Presented on, this was June 7. I got hard time with my schedules. Sorry for the schedule, for the date. Signed, Pastor Federico Racal, Missionary Pastor, Cross Baptist Church, Cebu, and Senior Pastor, BBC Churches, Leyte. Pastor.
Thank you.
We were able to serve the Lord in the island of Leyte for 15 years when we came back here there. And by the grace of God, we were able to establish 3 churches in the island of Leyte. Amen. Bible Baptist Church of Albuera, Bible Baptist Church of Siginon, and Bible Baptist Church of Caridad. And in 2019, the Lord impressed my heart, our hearts, to move from the island of Leyte to the island of Cebu to start another church. And that church has been established already. And now we are praying to start our 5th church in the island of Cebu. The island of Cebu is the most populated island in the central part of the Philippines. The size of that island is just like the state of Delaware, and it has 5.5 million people in it. So please pray for us, MJ, when he comes to the Philippines, Lord willing, he's going to be planting churches in the same island too. So I have a video to show. This video is our 4th church in the island of Cebu, and may this video be a blessing to you all before I share to you the word of God.
Of the gospel. gospel of Jesus Christ. For every moment his hand has held mercy, for all the love that he showed on my life. Simple thanks doesn't say how I'm feeling. I get tears in my eyes. So as for me, I'm gonna keep on believing in the one who's been so faithful to me. I'm not out to please this whole world around me. I've got my mind on eternity. The gospel of Jesus Christ. No, I am not afraid to be counted, and I'm willing to give my life. See,
James version there, of course, and we also use hymnals. And this evening, before I'm going to share to you God's word, I want to sing "To God Be the Glory" in our own dialect. Yeah, we have our national language, Tagalog, and our second language is English. So if you do good in school there, the Filipinos, you can speak English fluently. Obviously, I did not do good. I grew up in a broken I comprehend God's word.
Amen.
And I came here and I was I learned more. But I would like to sing this song, "To God Be the Glory," or "Sa Dios ang Himaya" in our own dialect. We have some words that are Spanish, because the Spanish came there and stayed there for around almost 400 years. But still, it's not Spanish. Our second language is English. When you go there, everything, signs and instructions are written in English. But we have hundreds of dialects. There are even one island, there are three or two dialects. And this is the dialect that we are using. And this is the dialect that most of the Filipino people are using. In the central part, Philippines has three divisions, region, the north, the central, and the south. Most of the people in the central and south speak this dialect called Cebuano. Sa Dios ang himaya kay gugma siya kanatugihatag niya si Jesus ang atong asilot gibayran niya magakinabuhi kita sa dayon. Daigunta si Jesus, pasidunggan siya. Daigunta si Jesus, magmalipayon ta ang dalan siya ngadto sa amahan. Siya himayaon kay gamhanan man. Kalwasan nga hingpit tungod sa dugo gisaad sa Dios sa mga magtuo ang makasasala pasayloon niya sa takna gayud nga musalig siya. Daigunta si Jesus, pasidunggan siya. Daigunta si Jesus, magmalipayunta ang dalan siya ngadto sa amahan. Siya himayaon kay gamhanan man. Ang atong kalipay na akang Jesus nga nagbuhat sa mga dagkong butang apan ang kalipay tang dilitoknan mao ang pagbalik sa Ginoota. Daigunta si Jesus, pasidunggan siya. Daigunta si Jesus, magmalipayunta ang dalan siya ngadto sa amahan. Siya himayaon kay gamhanan man. Very different, but please pray for me. I came here in April 9. And
share my call.
Yes, Pastor.
Hearing light. Okay, yeah. All right.
Please pray for me. I came here in April 9 and going back home in July 10th. So I have 1 month, almost 1 month. And the purpose of my trip is to touch base of the supporting churches just like you, and to recover the 40% support that we have lost. And the reason why I got a hard time of my schedule because I want to look for new churches, but I could not just ignore you because we are partners. And it is your share for me to come and share to you what the Lord has been doing through our partnership. But God gave me two new churches this trip. One in Colorado and one in Kansas City area. So I have recovered the 20% pastor. So 20% more, and please pray for me. There are churches that promised me. I've been to 4 new churches, and I have 1 more new church next Sunday in North Carolina. So please pray that we will recover, because you don't support a Filipino pastor. You support a Filipino missionary, especially focusing on church planting. So please pray for us. We have a ministry training. We accommodate young people in our church. We have 14. We help them to get secular education. At the same time, we disciple them and we train them in the ministry. So please pray for us, because that is one of the most challenging ministry of ours as far as finances is concerned. Because we don't just keep them in the church and teach them Bible. We help them to go to secular, get secular education. So when they go out, when they engage in the ministry, they can take care of themselves while serving the Lord. Amen. Every time I come here, I always struggle. Of course, obviously, I struggle without my wife. And I always struggle to speak in English and to preach in English. So be gracious to me tonight. Amen? Amen. I have seen of faces like this. You know, just trying to understand, because I struggle to speak in English. People struggle to understand my English. But I'll do my best to you tonight, and please be gracious to me tonight. Amen. Every time I come and preach, I always have 3 S's in my mind. Number 1, to make it simple, that everyone could understand. Number 2, to make it sound biblical. It's God's word. Amen. And number 3, to make it short. I'll do it tonight. Please stand with me. Mark chapter 16, just 1 verse to make it short. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse number 15. I'm going to share to you 2 things. I have 15 minutes. It's a good thing that you have that wall clock in there. Big one, big enough for me to see. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse number 15. The Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for gathering us in this place to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord God, for uniting our hearts to work together in fulfilling the Great Commission. We thank you, Lord God, for the songs we have heard, we have sung. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord, bless your word. Bless your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, please. In this single verse, there are two things that I would like to share to you. They are vision and mission. These things are inseparable in every organization, secular or religious. Vision is the thing you want to achieve, and mission is the means how to achieve it. Vision is the what, and mission is the how. In our text, we see it, the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ and the mission that he gave to his church. 2 things. Number 1, the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mark 16:15a. He said, "Go ye into all the world." He wants the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word propitiation is a big theological word. It is something that the offender offers to the offended to appease his wrath, his anger. That is the propitiation. But in our case to God, it is God who provided the propitiation for our sins. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but He loved us and sent His Son, not angels, His Son, to be the propitiation for our sins. Why His Son? Because it is only Him that can satisfy God. There is nothing in us and nothing we can do to satisfy God, to satisfy His righteousness and His holiness. Only His Son. That's why in Isaiah chapter 53, we see there, it is a prophecy of the suffering of Jesus Christ. That God the Father made His soul an offering for sin, for our sin. And when He was suffering and He was dying, it pleased the Lord and He was satisfied. It is only Him. God spared not His own Son. Amen. I remember that song that says, and when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die to take away my sins. And on that cross, my sins gladly bearing, He bled and died. Amen. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to Thee, how great Thou art. That is the vision of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants the whole world. Number two, the mission that He gave to His church. In Mark chapter 16, verse number 15, preach the gospel to every creature. This is the mission that He gave to us. Meaning to say, this is the way to accomplish, to reach the vision. Amen? Is to preach the gospel to every creature. Why every creature? Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man, so that by the grace of God should taste death for every man. I remember that song that says, when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. Jesus Christ endured the cross. He despised the shame. Why? Because He was thinking of me. He was thinking of John's woe. He was thinking of every one of us. He was thinking of every Filipino child in the Philippines. Christ died for every creature. That's why He wants every creature in this world to hear that He loves them. He died for them. And He was buried and rose again to be their Savior. And that is our mission. To preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Amen? To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel is not something that we know in our head. It is something that we believe in our hearts. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. And that's the reason why the devil is trying his best to stop us from preaching the gospel. He's trying his best to pervert the gospel of Christ because he knows how powerful the gospel, that nothing can stop the power of God. Amen? If we will just do our mission, preaching the gospel to every creature, souls will be saved, lives will be changed, and His name will be glorified, and even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And He promised to be with us even until the end of the world. Amen. Yes, the devil is powerful, but greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. In conclusion, amen, it's short. I think it's shorter than short, it's brief. Matthew 28. How could we accomplish our mission? Here's the thing, Matthew 28, verse number 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That is church planting. Amen. To go to a place, teach or preach the gospel, proclaim the gospel, baptize the believers, and teach them to observe all things. Because this is the only way that we can light up the whole world, is to plant gospel preaching churches in every place in this world. When you light up the whole city, you don't put a big light in the center of it. You put lights on the streets. Amen. The Americans brought 3 M's in the Philippines. The first M is you brought the military. You are the ones that help us from the Spaniards and from the Japanese people. In fact, the island of Leyte is where General MacArthur said, I shall return. Just across the Pacific Ocean is the island of Leyte. Every 20th of October, we have a national holiday called General MacArthur Day. And we put fireworks on that area, the Leyte Gulf, just to remember the event. And in that place, we have the General MacArthur Shrine. And in that island, we have established 3 churches. So you brought there the military. And then the second M, you brought there the missionary. The Spaniards came there and brought the Catholicism. They brought 2 things, the cross. But the cross, we know that it doesn't represent Christ. It represents the Roman Catholic Church. If you won't receive the cross, then the sword, we will kill you. So they stay there. They brought the Catholic, and they said, the Filipinos said that the Philippines is the only Christian nation in Asia. No, it's the only Catholic nation in Asia. Neighboring countries are Islam, Buddhist, Taoism, but Philippines is a strong Catholic country. It was the Americans that came there and brought the gospel. In fact, I am a 4th generation of an American missionary. Name Bob Use. He was from Central Texas. Central Baptist Church sent him out to go to Cebu, preach the gospel. Dr. Gisalva got saved. When he was sick, he came home. Dr. Gisalva took over the work. And in that work, in Dr. Gisalva's ministry, Emmanuel Berizzo got saved and was trained. And I got saved in the ministry of Emmanuel Berizzo. So 4th generation. Missionary, American missionary. I went to Central Baptist Church in Central Texas. They brought me to his graveyard. And I said, thank you. But you brought 3 M's. The first is military. The second is missionary. The third M. Do you have any idea? McDonald's. Thank you, Pastor. McDonald's is everywhere in the Philippines. You may say, Missionary Fidel, Brother Fidel, what's the connection? Here's the connection. Filipinos don't have to come to America just to taste McDonald's. Because you brought McDonald's there. Some of them like it, some of us don't. By the way, McDonald's in the Philippines, they serve rice. And fried chicken. Yeah. And lots of gravy, you know, gravy. What's the connection? McDonald's became available and accessible to the Philippines because Americans brought it there. Filipinos don't have to come. That's the same thing. We have to go to the places where the people are and plant a church, a gospel preaching church, so that the gospel would be available. Some may believe, some may not. But at least we have accomplished our mission. Thank you so much. You have supported 104 pastor missionaries. 100 missionaries. Praise God for that. Amen. Amen. You really are fulfilling the Great Commission. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this evening. Thank you so much for your grace and mercy, for your goodness, for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor.
All right, let's go ahead and stand. Going to have as Miss Wendy plays, maybe the Lord spoke into your heart, maybe about giving to missions, maybe about surrendering to missions, about getting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. Whatever the need is, the challenge is the piano plays tonight. Maybe you just need to come do business with the Lord. Maybe where you're at, Lord, what can I do more? How can I be faithful? You know, Bethel's had a history of people just being faithful and giving. And that's not the case everywhere. Obviously, 40% lost 40% of support. Did you come tonight? Be seated quietly while these are shared at the altar. You may be seated. All right, now God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Fidel. Thank you so much. And so you are, come on back up here a second. What kind of churches are you going to support? Start Bible churches or Baptist churches?
Baptist churches.
Baptist churches. All right.
Gospel preaching churches.
Dr. Pepper drinking? No. Sweet tea drinking?
Pepsi.
Ford truck driving?
No.
Three strikes and you're out.
used to have four.
Oh, used to have. Okay, all right. We'll keep you on. All right. Well, we've noticed that you had your megaphone, you're preaching, and we saw pictures that you're baptizing, and you're starting independent fundamental Bible-believing Baptist churches, correct? And that's, you're not pastoring them, you're starting them and moving on, right? Okay. Brother Glory, do you know how much we support him? 50. All right. So do you think it's 24 years, so you think it's time for a raise? All right. So let's go ahead. I recommend that we double his support to $100 a month. So do we have a motion? All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed? All right. We'll raise your support to $100 and because been faithful. I appreciate that very much. So you can be seated. Amen. All right. Well, there's several that we need to pray for. David Atkins is going to have a heart procedure August 4th. Is that correct? August 4th. So pray for Brother David. Brother Stedham goes in for cataract surgery tomorrow morning. If he can find his way there, right? Oh, she's going to drive. All right. So pray for Brother Stedham. All right. Anybody else tonight have a prayer request? Sister Sanborn. How old is he? Okay. So Jeff Sanborn? Is it Jeff Sanborn? Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Jeff Sanborn. All right. Sarah? Okay. Brother Kevin Schell? Okay. All right. Need to pray for Brother Schell. All right. Rita? Okay. And for what? Penny? Okay. So pray for Miss Rita. She does not want to have surgery again. Pray for her hips and Penny Reed. So anybody? All right. Levi? I didn't hear that. Your mom what? Oh, make it up all the hills. All right. Yeah. Considerate son. Yes. All right. Pray for all the junior campers, please. The weather, Brother Crumpton, and that they'll have a great camp. Brother Moyer. Okay. All right. Connie Moyer will have cataract surgery in this month. Lynn Holmes are leaving in the morning? In the morning? Early. Oh, she has put her foot down. Oh, easy. All right. Pray for the Lindholms as they travel to Florida, and pray for Katie and Nathan as they get married. All right. Glenda. Okay. 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 What's his name? Carl. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Heaven. Okay. Pray for Heaven's dad. All right. Anybody else? Zane. So no more Brahms? We're going to miss you, Zane. We're going to miss you. So, all right. So that's a praise. Pray. Right. Okay. Well, if you don't want to waste it, just give it to me, and that way it won't be wasted, all right? It's like food goes in the ministry all the time. So, all right. All right. Anybody else? All right. Well, appreciate you coming and bringing your kids, and praise the Lord. So once you slip back at the back, and let's all stand. We'll have a word of prayer. And Philip, come on up. Why don't we sing the first verse of How Great Thou Art tonight, talking about how wonderful our God is. And he's going to the Philippines to tell them how great God is, and that's what we need to be doing every day in this life, in our city, telling people how great our Lord is. And I hope you'll come out on Saturday. Go with us, Operation Saturation. Sunday's Father's Day. And please remember our junior campers in prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. Thank you, Lord, for tonight. God, thank you for those that are here. And God, thank you for our missionary and God, his faithfulness over the past years and just done the work and started churches and give out the gospel and preached on the street and baptized. And God, I pray that you might be with his wife and his three kids and be with them and his ministry. Just take care of them. And God, I pray for all these on our list tonight, dear Father, that you might meet the needs on the hearts of your people. God, that you might bless them and heal them and just be with them. I pray especially for Sunday and the junior campers as they travel to camp, that you might give them a good, great camp. And I pray for Brother Crumpton, all the preachers and the lessons, God, that you just might speak to the hearts of our kids. Take us from this place tonight. Give us a good night's rest and give us a good week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's close in first verse of How Great Thou Art, page 34 if you need it.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great.
Thank you. You may be dismissed.